KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Never has a movie matched its moment more perfectly. Spike Lee's The Five Bloods is an eloquent cry of black anguish and anger for a seismic season. The film on Netflix is framed as an action adventure. Four African-American Vietnam vets go back to Vietnam after more than half a century to find the remains of their fallen squad leader and, not incidentally, look for a fortune in gold ingots that he helped them hide. The tone is loose and funny when the old comrades in arms first get together and do some partying in Ho Chi Minh City. But the story's essence concerns black lives, how much they matter, what they've given to and gotten from the nation that sent them to war, how they figure in America's past, and most urgently, where they belong in its present. This is a drama crossed with a polemic that's enriched by a black history lesson. The film is sprawling, enthralling, and essential viewing. The Five Bloods covers a lot of ground geographically and thematically. Sometimes the pace lags or the dramatic focus gets fuzzy, but all of the men are buoyant, all of the actors superb, and the production is hugely enhanced by Marvin Gaye tracks and a Terrence Blanchard score. The story focuses on Paul, who's played by Delroy Lindo. He sticks out like a sore third finger because he supports Donald Trump and wears a MAGA cap proudly. He's a towering figure by virtue of the actor's physical stature and outsized talent, and a riveting one because of the desperate state of his spirit. Paul is the embodiment of an African-American dilemma, wanting to belong, to matter, to be accepted and secure in a country he fought for and loves, yet feeling none of those things in the America he went back to after the war. Now staggering through the jungle in the tightening grip of delirium, a King Lear with PTSD, Paul goes for the buried gold on his own, so much for solidarity with his brothers, and confronts his own heart of darkness as he rages at his enemies imagined and real. That's not the end of it, though, or of him. For all of the bleakness just below its surface, The Five Bloods cares about reconciliation rather than hostility, hope rather than despondency, saving the nation's soul rather than shattering it. Spike Lee's film ends with a glorious speech by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. It's the one he gave at Manhattan's Riverside Church in 1967, the speech in which he invoked the poetry of Langston Hughes, who wrote, "Oh yes, I say it plain, America never was America to me, and yet I swear this oath America will be." I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.